Right now, open enrollment gives parents about 3 weeks in February to apply to have their kids attend a public school district other than their own. This bill expands that application window all the way through the end of April. While it might sound like a technical change, supporters and critics both say there are bigger concepts at play. Republican sponsor Luther Olson of Ripon says he envisions a future in which every child receives an individualized education experience.
Because every child is different. Every child learns in a different way. And the only way that that can happen is if we open up opportunities across the board for boys and girls.
Making it easier to take advantage of open enrollment takes on a different significance now than it used to, because online virtual schools are becoming more popular. Democrats worry they'll siphon off students from traditional brick-and-mortar schools. Popular Democrat Bob Jauch says that would hurt the small rural districts and communities he represents.
There is this hyperactive effort to do whatever is good for the individual and to heck with the community. We have to remember that it takes a village to educate a child, but when that village is fractured to the point where fewer and fewer people care about the children that are in the school district, it is the children who will suffer.
Beyond expanding open enrollment, Republicans will likely also debate lifting the cap on virtual school enrollment and growing the private school voucher program. All of this will come against a backdrop of state budget cuts that could target traditional public education. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.